Zippy making the rounds. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
But I've thoroughly enjoyed going across America and meeting the grassroots while they're doing their policy development.
American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval has been traveling across the country here lately, attending several State Farm Bureau annual meetings. He was in Tennessee this week.
It's just such an important time for our organization, but it's also almost like a homecoming in every state where everybody enjoys their fellowship, gets to talk about their farm and their family, and it's just really a good time. So I've enjoyed meeting the people and being able to speak to them and talk about issues and what I think's coming up in the next year.
Duval, a beef cattle and poultry producer from Georgia, was elected as the 12th president of the American Farm Bureau this past January, and he's been working hard to represent farmers in the agricultural industry in Washington, D.C., and he told Farm Bureau leaders here that he's hopeful for continued progress on issues of concern in the Trump administration.
You know, we start talking about rules and regulation being overregulated and losing our private property rights. Mr. Trump speaks our language when it comes to that. So we're real excited about having some successes and taking some of these burdensome regulation off our farmers. And then we start talking about farm labor, which those are the two big issues across this country. We may have some differences with Mr. Trump on that, but his ag team, farm team, has promised me that farmers will have a seat at the table when they start discussing farm labor and immigration reform.
Duval says another issue that's important to farmers is trade. And even though the Farm Bureau-supported Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal is stalled for now, he believes that the new administration will work out some new trade deals good for agriculture.
You know, everybody wants to talk about Mr. Trump being against trade. He's not against trade. He's a businessman. He understands that only 5% of the total population of the world live here. We got to trade with people out there. He believes in fair trade.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.